Good morning, it's Lola. Thanks for joining me on my Legacy Restoration podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate you being here. And thank you if you tuned in before. Also, I got some replies and some responses from people. So I appreciate you spending the time listening to me for a few minutes. That's a great gift to me. Thank you. So where I left off before was talking about people staying in their lane and honoring your gifts, things like that. As a small child, I knew I had the gift to gab. I loved writing and I loved music. And so as the spirit would have it, I am totally in tune with my ancestors and with some of the work that I'm called to do, that I'm created to do. And this is a part of it, you know, telling my stories, my ancestral stories and my ancestral greeting cards, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to encourage you to follow that still small voice and think about what you were good at as a child and things that you loved naturally, not necessarily things that your parents told you to do or be or things that school taught you, but what's already inside of you. And that's really what I'm honoring. And I'm walking this thing out and I expect amazing, like a fantastic, abundant, like crazy things to happen. You know, it's already happening actually. So back to my great grandpa's. Great grandpa Thomas, as I said, was born in 1877. And never worked for any man in his life. And he was a whiskey maker and a rancher, and obviously an astute businessman, because the land that he bought, which was over 900 acres of land, over a century ago, we still have more than half of that in the family to this day, which is a great thing and quite an honor, right? And Reverend Moore, my other great grandpa, was a minister who founded a church in West Oakland in 1922 that is still thriving 96 years later. As I said, he left a two-page, single-spaced typed letter for me. And it starts with the church's inception on the afternoon of May 22nd, 1922, on the corner in West Oakland. And he goes on to tell me the story of how he started the church and why he was called to start the church and what happened during the course of his 7-year tenure there. And when he was prompted to leave the church after 7 years of serving that congregation, the people that he spoke to, his constituents, were like, "Well, you shouldn't leave. We should pray about it first." He said, "Oh, I already prayed about it. This is what I'm, you know, led to do." And they were saying, "Oh no, well, Reverend Moore, if you leave, then we should just disband now. We shouldn't even remain intact. We should just go on our separate ways." And he said, "Oh no, no, oh no. You will remain intact. I will always watch over you, my flock." And I guess he was true to his word, because 96 years later, that church is still there and still thriving. So, about my brother, we spoke about him a little bit a couple episodes ago, about his piece of our legacy restoration project. His assignment is more tactile and more tangible than mine, as far as him being on the land with the cattle, et cetera, and taking care of the homestead, the house that my great grandfather Thomas built. So a few days ago, he was there and got a new bull. And I was asking him, "What happens to the other bull?" You know, I'm like, "I like cows and bulls, just don't want to eat them." He goes, "You know what happens to them." I was like, "No, what? Don't say it." He goes, "Steaks, bacon." No. Anyway, it was a cool story. He told me about the auction and what happened, you know, with the bull and how this bull came into the herd. It was the new kid on the block, so to speak, right? We're thinking of his name. I think his name's going to be Honey Jack, right? Honey Jack. Honey Blackjack, even maybe. So anyway, Honey Jack, you know, met his new family, and they seemed to be getting along pretty well. Well, the next morning, my brother went out to feed them. He called them up, and Honey Jack didn't come, and a couple others didn't come. Well, as it turns out, they were all commuting on another part of the land, but they were getting along just fine. So that's a great thing that they're getting along, and they just met, and they're all, you know, one big happy family as far as we can tell. So that was a cool, cool thing. And I look forward to talking with him very, very soon. So I'll probably next couple of days, I'll bring a podcast on where we'll talk about these stories together. That'll be cool for you to hear him too, tell his pieces. And that'll be an ongoing segment also. So again, thanks and have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Peace.